Diary Fragments, January to April, 1906. January 1st to April 15th, 1906. January 1st, 1906. Elmshaven, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. 1905 has passed into eternity. The books of heaven reveal the history of every day of the week, every month of the year, and it is sealed up. I have had precious rest and sleep in the past night. Retired early, for my head must have rest. I have been deeply stirred for some time in regard to the intemperance that is prevailing constantly, with its terrible record of increasing crime that the papers bring to us. Nothing need be repeated as to the deepening, widespread violence and crime. This is the morning of the commencement of a new year, 1906. The light God has given me is that the saloons are doing our world more injury than at any period in our world's history. God is beholding, and the men who are carrying responsibilities in official capacities, as president and rulers, bear large accountability and individual responsibility as those whose voice and influence should count. One should be constantly at work to remove this curse of our nation. We have to deal with a work that comes second-hand as the sure result of legalizing the liquor saloons. The crimes committed under the influence of using liquor are very great, and the saloons are left to be a temptation to men who have not the religion of Jesus Christ to control their appetite and passions. St. Helena Sanitarium, California, Friday, January 2, 1906. Last night I was having a special experience. In the visions given me of God, I was addressing a large number in the sanitarium building. I was bearing a decided testimony to all present. I presented to them readings from my diary, traced in December of 1904. St. Helena Sanitarium, California, February 11, 1906. I cannot sleep after 11 o'clock. I have no pain, but in the vision of the night am having scenes presented before me. I am impressed to write. I dare not keep silent. I am to say to our people, watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Do you not perceive the signs of the times? I am instructed to say to every soul, far and near, with pen and voice, every gift and faculty of the mind, soul and heart and strength, is to be exercised now. Just now, while in this waiting, working period, you may strive to set things in order. But be sure that you give the trumpet a certain sound. Do not, anyone, catch up a new message and, according to the tenor of that message, present some theory that will haul up the anchor and send the vessel adrift to the ruin of your own soul and other souls. Satan will have you work on these uncertain lines. Take up the work that the Lord outlined before you, and that God bids you do, and give the word of the Lord. 1 Kings, chapter 11. This chapter is to be carefully studied. Verses 26 to 29, quoted. March, St. Helena, California. I have been awake since 11 o'clock, but did not leave my room until after 4 o'clock. These wakeful hours have been most refreshing. I have communed with my Savior with a heart filled with praise and thanksgiving. Oh, how precious has this communion been to me! Thanksgiving and praise have been ascending to God and to Jesus my Savior. I praise the Lord for His Word. The Lord does not leave those who will follow Him through evil as well as good report. This evil report we have seen and felt, but how unjust! April 1906, Loma Linda, Southern California. Thank the Lord we have at last arrived at Loma Linda. We praise the Lord that He hath preserved us on our journey. We are now located in the beautiful building called the Nine-Room Cottage. This is a very pleasant center. Four cottages are located a little distance from this nine-room cottage. The four cottages have four rooms, and each has a bathroom opening on broad piazzas. These cottages stand on rising ground, beautifully located, giving full view of the mountains that in April are covered with snow. Sabbath, April 14th. I spoke 1 hour in the parlor, and all listened with much interest. We are occupying two of the rooms below. Sarah occupies the other front room with May Walling. We shall remain here but a short time. We had much difficulty in changing cars in Los Angeles, in order to get the right train that would bring us into Loma Linda before the Sabbath. We were in and located several hours before the Sabbath. It is very painful to me to be arriving on the Sabbath, and our goods we must have, but it cost us $4 extra. We have reason to be grateful. We had little hope that we should be favored with the tourist car leaving us on this very ground. But in the providence of God, the conductor said he might possibly have a message to stop if there was a car sidetracked. There we were, all ready to step off, and the car stopped, and that saved us considerable perplexity. Clarence Chrysler accompanied us. W.C. White did not come the route we did. He went to Mountain View the day before and was to meet us in Los Angeles. We supposed he was hindered at Mountain View. He was delayed 6 hours. A wrecked freight train was the hindrance. I was so thankful to our Heavenly Father for His preserving care. We all suffered with dust over the barren alkali plains. Not a living thing could we see. It was a painful sight, miles and miles over dreary desert soil. I thought I would never choose to travel over this road again. But the Lord preserved us from accident and harm, and I will praise His holy name. We are now in an altogether better place. Everything is fruitful and prosperous. April 15, 1906. Loma Linda, California. This day, Sunday, has been a day of special interest. Seats were prepared on the greensward surrounded with pepper trees. Several hundred were present at the dedication. All the speakers had a short speech. I had 30 minutes. All seemed interested. As I was conducted to a seat upon the platform, one man of gray hairs grasped my hand and said, "You have years of labor in you to carry advanced work." I said, "Thank you." This meeting is a success because the presentation before the people is acceptable.